Studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Optimize U. And unlike last week, hey, we've got a race to talk about instead of talking about an ongoing race. Last week's extra exciting mid-race show of the Daytona 500. Today, we're going to recap the race in Atlanta. And man, I'm excited. Also, a little bummed, and I'll explain that to Mr. Whitfield here in a little bit. But man, what a weekend of racing. What a finish. The closest finish at Atlanta Motor Speedway ever. Ha, it just sets the tone for what 2024 probably has in store for us. And oh, by the way, it is a gorgeous day. Hopefully, if you're on your way home, your windows are down, you've got it cranked, and you are ready to listen to a little bit of NASCAR, or switch over to music and come back and listen to us at the podcast. Sean will explain how you do that later. So sit back, relax. It's time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105 and always presented by Optimize U. I am Casey, and I'm excited to be here. And alongside my friend who strolled in today wearing a very cool brand new Rock 105 t-shirt, but ruined it by wearing what can only be described as the ugliest tennis shoes in all the land. Ladies and gentlemen, it is none other than Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
You know, you and I have been doing this show together almost 20 years. And you would think in almost 20 years, I would have taught you about style.
I have seen you
commit. Because you're missing out on style.
I have seen you commit so many fashion crimes. You've got a very long rat sheet. But just when I thought, maybe Mrs. Whitfield, who always looks great on TV and has a heck of a budget to remain looking great, maybe she would just help you out a little. But no.
Hey, these are
let you leave the house wearing what can only be described
these are stylish Nike gym shoes, running shoes.
Okay. Those,
even though I don't run, they're still cool.
Don't go running in those. People will run from you.
Oh, no.
If you remember back in the 80s or maybe early 90s, those really weird MC Hammer pants that like...
parachute pants.
They were called Zimbos or Zumbos or something.
Well, we called them parachute pants.
No, that you're going too far back. But, you know, you'd see people, it was kind of, you'd have NFL logo teams on there and stuff. That's kind of what your shoes look like.
No, these...
I've never...
These are stylish. Seen Nike wouldn't produce them if they didn't produce style.
Oh, yeah. Nike, and you said they're old, right? That you've had them for a while?
No, I've had them 3 months.
Because I promised Nike is stopped.
I bought them online.
Them.
No, they're popular. I will have to take a picture of my shoes and put them on our Facebook page.
Are you sure you didn't buy them from like Wish? Like you bought Nikes from Wish.com or Shine or whatever it is?
You know, the shoes I'm wearing now are stylish, not to mention the shoes I bought last week, my new NASCAR Crocs. Those are just about as stylish, too.
Well, those are so ugly, they're cool. So it's different.
Yeah, those are going to be my beach shoes. I'll wear those when I go to the beach next month in Mexico.
So bad. But anyway.
But anyway, you know, I'll teach you style sooner or later. But yeah, Rock 105's got some new T-shirts, and I'm not sure exactly how listeners can get one. But it's in memory of Boner. So they're real cool.
Yeah,
t-shirts.
It's very cool. It's got the thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus. His little Friday sing-along he always did the first break. So very cool way to honor the Bone Man.
In the Rock 105 logo. So I will, I'm sporting that around with my shoes today. Well, what a weekend. But before we dive into NASCAR talk, how was your weekend?
That was good, man. Yeah, did some selling of the Girl Scout cookies.
Even though you didn't deliver mine?
And then yours are on back order. Mm. They couldn't put protein powder in them. Anyway, but then yesterday, it was kind of weird. My wife and my mother-in-law and my daughter went to go watch Annie downtown. And I had a house to myself, could have gone and played golf, Sean, but literally said, I've got too much to do. Stayed around the house, kind of relaxed, and it was really good.
Wait a minute. When you say...
a lot of the race.
When you say that you've got too much to do, what does that consist of at the Orr House?
All right, I had some work stuff. I've got some stuff I needed to do, you know.
Because you don't do anything outside your house.
But I've still got property in Oklahoma, and I needed to do some stuff for that. I haven't done any laundry, and it was like...
Mrs. Orr doesn't do the laundry?
No, not at all. I made a mistake early in our marriage, and now I have to do my own. So I had
you're still paying the price.
I had all this to catch up on, and I was proud of myself because normally I'd have been like, well, that sounds like a Monday problem to me. But I was like, you know what? I don't get to be in my house alone very often.
Mm-hmm.
I had like four and a half quiet hours in my home to where I could just do whatever I wanted. Watch a little TV, watch some race, do a little this, go over here, do a little bit of that. It was wonderful.
So the mother-in-law wasn't even there.
She went to Annie with him. Ended up making dinner. So I made spaghetti for everybody when they got back.
Like, wow.
I was on it, man.
You know how to cook?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did they eat?
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of the go-to for spaghetti, you know.
Huh.
There's a couple things I'm the go-to for.
That must mean you can't mess up spaghetti.
I'm actually a decent cook, Sean.
Hmm.
You know, wow. Those things in the kitchen that turn on, that get hot and cold and turn off and on, those appliances that you don't ever use in yours, like that, there's a purpose for a lot of them.
Well, see, mine's going to work out pretty well. So when I sell my house, I can say, hey, not only do I have a nice kitchen, but it's never been used.
Yeah, I promise this is raring to go.
This is all like new stuff. So the value of my home's even more than what I'm selling it for. So. But yeah, I'm not a cook, and neither is my wife. We
eat out a lot.
Oh, we eat out. I'll fix breakfast from time to time. But other than that, we eat out every meal.
See, fancy. If I had your money, that's probably what I'd do.
No, I don't. You know, I don't live in a fancy gated community where I have to get permission to come see my friends. Like right now, if I want to come see you, I got to get permission to come see you.
And you know what? It's some of the best money I've ever spent, I think.
Living just in that fancy golf.
For that reason.
So people like me don't come to visit.
So you just can't drop by.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Saturday, got some housework done myself. Gym time. Spent some time here at my office. Sunday, got work done. Went to the gym and watched great NASCAR racing yesterday. I've been following NASCAR for 35 years, maybe something like that, a long time. And I was a part of the sport for a long time with the fuel operations with Union 76. And that began in 93, I think it was. And so I've been to Atlanta Motor Speedway at least 22 to 25 years.
We used to do broadcasts from down there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've spent a lot of time around the sport and a lot of time at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And I am just about willing on today's show to go out on a limb, and it's a rock solid limb, and say that yesterday is the best race I've ever seen at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
I don't think it's much of a limb. I don't know what a rock solid limb is.
Well, like big, thick log kind of limb.
Trees are made of wood a lot of time, or limbs are made of wood. But anyway, I'm absolutely with you. That's why I said I was excited because, oh, man, what kind of racing we got in Atlanta? I'm bummed because we don't go anymore. But literally watching that race yesterday, watching four wide at Atlanta Motor Speedway, watching drafting at Atlanta Motor Speedway, lead changes.
And then the race ended three wide.
It was super competitive the entire time. I kept thinking, is this Atlanta? Like, I kept going, is this Atlanta? And Clint Boyer even touched on it during the broadcast. You know, nobody wanted that place repaved, but it was time to do it. There was a vision. They said, we can make the racing better here. And I'll be danged, Sean, whatever package they were using, mixture of all the changes and the new car and this, that, it came together perfectly at Atlanta. And you got a race that was fun to watch from start to finish and came down to an absolutely awesome finish that we were two laps after the race before we really knew who ended up winning. So hats off to Atlanta Motor Speedway. Listen, it made me think next year we got to go back. I mean, let's get this thing cranked up.
Because I think the dirty little, September 8th.
I think the dirty little, I'm talking about us.
Oh, I think heck, you're going to have to start now getting permission.
I think the dirty little secret about Atlanta Motor Speedway that we never want to admit because it's kind of our home track down the road is for a couple years there, the racing got to be less than great. Yeah. It was clean air. Whoever's out front, see
and the
you later.
Attendance sort of showed that.
Absolutely. And now,
yesterday,
NASCAR,
the attendance looked good.
NASCAR can hold their head up high and go, look at what our track does. That was fantastic. And now Texas, you know, the kind of the sister track built in almost the same way, they need to take a look at it and go start making corrections now.
Have you noticed that in all the years we've done this show, that we've came out and we've maybe said, well, this track here is not necessarily our favorite, blah, blah, blah. Pocono, for example, California, for example. And then as years go along and things may change with the track, we come back and go, hey, racing is there now is
they've improved it.
Yeah, it's better than it used to be. But here's something else I was thinking about today. NASCAR is getting the vision or the view from a lot of NASCAR new fans right now or new people in general because they're watching the NASCAR documentary on Netflix. And I understand that it's doing very, very well, just like F1 did on Netflix and brought a lot more people to their fan base. So here's where I'm going with this. So say you tune into the race yesterday for the first time because you just watched the documentary. Well, everything got started about 2:30. It wasn't done until almost 7. That's still a long time.
That's a long time to keep attention in this day and age.
Exactly. Especially for somebody that's new, that's still trying to get acquainted with it, and still trying to see just how much you're going to get into it. So I think NASCAR has still got to evaluate the situation. Okay, we've got to, from start to finish, we got to cut the time down on the amount of time we're having to put someone in front of the television to follow our sport. Would you agree or disagree?
Yeah, you and I have been proponents of shorter racing from the get-go. I don't know, yesterday was really good. There's also something...
Well, there's no question it was good, but just think about we're trying to build the sport.
There's something comforting about knowing the race is on, but also, this will be interesting, there wasn't a lot of competition yesterday. You know, in golf, it was kind of a minor event. I don't really know what basketball was up to. The football is obviously over right now. Baseball hasn't gotten really underway past spring training. So NASCAR, this is where they can garner the most eyeballs, and they did put a good product out there. But I'm with you. It's tough to ask someone to have 5 hours of their time.
I mean, think about people you know that are not into NASCAR, but maybe they try it for the first time yesterday. Do you really think they're going to sit in front of their television for 4 hours? Do you really think they're going to do that?
Yeah, no, it's...
I don't think they will.
Yeah.
Not until they get a little bit more of judgment of the sport. So I think that's something that maybe NASCAR needs to take a look at. Because I've been thinking a lot here lately, okay, NASCAR's doing well. We've seen good racing the first two races so far of the year. And they're trying to grow the sport. They're constantly trying to do that. And they're really counting on this Netflix deal to be a major help. They're also, the team owners are counting on their new charter deal to help bring more money to fund the teams and possibly bring in more teams into the sport. NASCAR is always trying to have conversations with additional manufacturers. They're having conversations now with Honda. So when you think of the overall picture of growing the sport, I just think that's something that NASCAR needs to really seriously consider and make some adjustments to.
Well, I mean, we've already seen the move from, you know, 500 is not the norm anymore. Now it's only kind of in certain races. So
it's still pretty prominent.
Yes. And so moving to 400, we see races like, you know, in Phoenix, I can't remember, but they'll have the random numbers, the 312 or something. And you get in there and you know what? It goes by and it makes laps matter. I think we'll continue to see that, but at the same time, you do have media agreements and you do have time to fill. So I'm sure that they will continue to look at figuring out where that Venn diagram of amount of content versus keeping people attention moves up. But I tell you what NASCAR can control is the quality of racing for the most part, and they did a heck of a job at Atlanta.
We saw strategy. We saw crashes. We saw fast laps around that racetrack. We saw pit stops. We saw, I think we may have broken the record for the most lead changes, as we said a moment ago.
Absolutely.
Three and four wide. The third closest finish in NASCAR history, 0.003. And if anybody says that not only football is a game of inches, so is NASCAR.
Because it's a game of milliseconds now.
Because just think, if Kyle Busch would have had an extra inch or two out in front of Daniel Suarez, it'd have been a different person.
He'd have brought home a trophy, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we got a lot more NASCAR to cover. We're going to break down everything that went on in Atlanta. Also, too, we're going to talk about some of the news in the world of NASCAR. We'll talk a little bit later about the charter agreement. We discussed some of that last week, but we'll cover a little bit more. And we'll get into the results and the driver standings after we've ran two races so far in the 2024 season. Of course, we are presented to you by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. A lot more Racing Talk Radio presented by Optimize You to come after this brief message. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldanddiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105. Think I might love
myself. Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, presented by Optimize You. Did this guy just say, I think I may love myself? Was that, is this what rock music has come to, Sean? Very, very affirming to the listener?
Man, this is great rock music on Rock 105. This is what's on the air every day.
Is this Breaking Benjamin?
Oh, no.
No, it's somebody different. Yeah, I don't, you know, no, I don't rock as much as I used to, so I don't, I'm not in that world.
I know, you're depriving yourself.
Of course, today, Sean and I are recapping all the weekend's racing action. Big race at Atlanta. Big win for Daniel Suarez and the closest finish in Atlanta Motor Speedway history. And, of course, even though Daniel Suarez got the trophy, I think the real winner of the weekend goes to Samantha Busch. Sean, you may have mentioned that Kyle Busch was ever so close to getting that win. And so Kyle on Twitter or X,
oh,
or
X, be, whatever it's called now.
He made the announcement, you know what, can't get much closer than that. Needed a couple of inches. Fast Cheddar's Kitchen Team Chevy 8-ball car today. Excited about the strength we've shown to start the year. Home turf next week. Hashtag Rowdy Nation. Hashtag NASCAR. And Samantha Busch goes, I've been telling you that for almost 20 years. The part about need a couple inches.
Only so needed a couple inches.
Just a couple more inches from immortality. Yeah. So, what a wonderfully...
Boy, that's encouraging words from your wife.
What a wonderfully sick burn from Samantha Busch. She is the real winner of the weekend, so...
She's in control anyway.
No, she's funny. But anyway, good for her, and I tell you what... you know, Sean, Atlanta, it's good racing, then not good racing over the years, and then we come to this race, and there was... I mean, you saw drafting, you saw... Two wide, three wide, even four wide at sometimes. Listening to Kevin Harvick and Clint Bowyer, it's like they were jealous talking about all the action that was going on out there. Even Mike Joy goes, I don't remember the last time we went four wide at Atlanta and it didn't end almost immediately, talking about starting a wreck. So the things that they were able to do and the way they were able to control the car out there, and that brought us to a last lap, people pushing, going for the win, and seeing the closest, margin of victory ever in the history of Atlanta Motor Speedway, man, it just had you fired up, not only for Atlanta, but just kind of for what's on scale or on pace that NASCAR, or what's in store, I should say, for NASCAR this year.
Well, in the previous segment, you know, I had made comment about strategy. And we had just about everything you could think of in strategy. We had tire strategy. We had fuel strategy. We had pit stop strategy,
partners pushing strategy.
Yeah. I mean, there was just about every aspect of racing that took place yesterday. And, it just produced a level of racing at Atlanta that you're sort of sitting there in your living room watching a race and you're going, wow, I didn't expect this. And then on top of it, we've seen our fair share of wrecks. And a lot of the top names were the ones that were struggling. And we get into driver's points standings, we're going to see that there's a lot of the big names that are in a pretty bad situation right now on points. Now, granted, we're only two races in, and there's a whole lot of racing to go. So I'm sure most of these are going to be able to recover and do okay. But that's not the way you want to start your season.
No.
I mean, Joey Logano is one example. When we get to driver point standings, I think if I remember, his was like, he's like 16 points so far on the season. And then he was penalized earlier in the race because of a penalty with the gloves he were wearing. And there could be a possibility that NASCAR could come out this week and fine him for that, you know, a little bit more news to come about that. And if they take points away, he could be in a deficit. So we'll just have to wait and see kind of how that shakes out. But yeah, it produced probably the best racing in Atlanta that I've ever seen. And just think, September the 8th, that will be the first race in the final 10 races of the playoffs. So we'll be back there again. And what a way to start the playoffs.
Well, and you think about it. I mean, Atlanta is kind of your quintessential mile-and-a-half racetrack that is all over NASCAR. Now, yeah, everybody's got a little bit different format, and some of them have different features than others. But you've got Atlanta. We know we go to Texas. Texas and Atlanta are very similar. We know we go to Charlotte. Charlotte Motor Speedway, also very similar. There's a couple others that I'm leaving out. But if this is the kind of racing we get Atlanta, then you would think that we're going to get something similar when we go to those other similarly sized racetracks. So, you know, Kansas being a little flatter, but maybe they've got an answer for that. But I don't know. I just came away from that going, if this is the way they're going to race in NASCAR, if this is the new standard that you've got a bunch of guys with a chance to get in there and make passes and go for the win, then it's only going to benefit all of us watching, because Atlanta was just a fantastic race to watch.
And then the product that we're seeing on the racetrack, we're seeing teams perform better. Certain teams perform better than they did last year. For example, Front Row Motorsports. Michael McDowell was on the pole. He was number two at Daytona.
Yeah.
And so he's having a good season so far. Todd Gilliland is another driver with Front Row Motorsports. And of course, they have increased their relationship with Ford and have got a stronger and bigger alliance with Penske. So we're seeing teams step up and take a bigger presence on the racetrack in the first two races than we normally see. And of course, a lot of drivers and teams look at Atlanta as the first race of the season, because anything can go at Daytona.
That's where the real racing begins.
Yeah, Atlanta is when that's where you go, like you say, and you start seeing, okay, what is the season really going to look like? But, yeah, it was just a great day of racing, and certainly NASCAR's race set the bar. So if we get to Vegas and we don't see something as good as what we've seen
another mile and a half
the last 2 weeks, there'll be a lot of us a little bit disappointed. All right, let's get into the results.
I feel like we do need to mention congratulations to William Byron, your Daytona 500 champion. That race was going on last show. So yes, it ended with William Byron. I know you were excited because you got to see the 24 car, but
that wasn't a big deal anymore.
You know, congrats to Daytona 500 champion William Byron.
Yeah, so that's for sure. It was going on while we were on the air. All right, let's get into the results of the Ambetter Health 400 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Daniel Suarez won the race, his second victory in 253 NASCAR Cup races. Very popular win, I believe, around the sport and in the garage area. Daniel has got a great personality, and he's a friend, or it's got a good relationship with many of the drivers. So popular win, I believe, for the NASCAR garage. This is his first victory and first top 10 finish in 2024. This is his first victory and fifth top 10 finish in 11 races at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Ryan Blaney came in second, posted his seventh top 10 finish in 12 races at Atlanta. Kyle Busch came in third, his 14th top 10 finish in 29 races at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Fourth spot, Austin Centric, fifth, Bubba Wallace. There for a moment at the end, I thought Bubba Wallace might be the recipient of something good if one of the drivers in front of him had something go bad. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in sixth, Ross Chastain in seventh, Michael McDowell in eighth, ninth, Chris Buescher in tenth, Ty Gibbs.
Other drivers of note, Martin Truex Jr. finished 12th, Chase Elliott 15th, William Byron in 17th spot, Austin Dillon finished 22nd, not a good run for Denny Hamlin in 23rd, Alex Bowman 27th, bad run you mentioned earlier, again for Joey Logano, finished in 28th, Josh Berry 29th, Tyler Reddick 30th, Kyle Larson in 32nd, Keselowski an early wreck took him out of it in 33rd, and then the first man out was Josh Williams, I believe, wrecked two laps into the race. So there you have it, the results of the Ambetter from Atlanta.
So as I look at the results, top big names that catch my attention, Denny Hamlin in 23rd, Alex Bowman in 27th, Joey Logano in 28th, Tyler Reddick in 30th, Kyle Larson in 32nd, Brad Keselowski in 33rd, Christopher Bell 34th. Those are all top 10 to top 15 drivers most any given weekend. And all those guys are towards the back of the field.
Well, they got caught up in some accidents. But
well, they did. But
those kind of things can happen when you're in back.
I mean, it's still, it is what it is. It's not looking good as far as the start of the season for those teams. There were 10 caution flags for 65 laps and 48 lead changes among 14 drivers.
You know what? And I'm going to go ahead and, you know, take this chance to just shine a flag or shine a light on Bubba Wallace. You know, that guy comes under a lot of scrutiny. Sometimes the results hadn't matched the talent, or at least really just the attention. But ran a heck of a race, was up front all day long, ended up leading some laps, and you're right, was poised to be the beneficiary if someone were to do something stupid up top. So a good run for him, and I know that's got to feel good, being the, you know, the XI, kind of the lead dog at the XI Racing right now.
All right, when we come back after the break, we are going to get into the driver's standings after the race at Atlanta Motor Speedway. We're also going to get into some news in the world of NASCAR. There's always news going on at, well, all year long, but especially here at the beginning of the season. We still got a lot of things that we haven't had the opportunity to get to. And then how cool was it to see President of PRN Radio, Doug Rice, to give the command of start your engines yesterday?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
You know, he's announced his retirement. This is his last year. He is a veteran and a legend in NASCAR radio.
That'd be weird not hearing his voice.
And so it was nice to see him be given the honors of being the Grand Marshal and recognizing him in his career. All right, we've got all of that and more as we continue. Thank you so much for making us a part of your Monday. We're here each and every Monday right here on Rock 105, and we are presented to you by Optimize U. You can find them online at Optimize U Chattanooga. More NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize U has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr are here each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information you need to know. Today, talking about Daniel Suarez's big win at Atlanta Motor Speedway, out-dueling Kyle Busch and, oh gosh, what's the other one? I just totally, it's Kyle Busch. Ryan Blaney, who I really thought had the win at the very end. The closest margin of victory in Atlanta Motor Speedway's history. So big win for Daniel Suarez. And now we turn our attention towards the schedule. Coming up next this Sunday is Las Vegas Motor Speedway. You know, I didn't used to get to say this name, but the Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube. That's coming up this Sunday at 3:30 in Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So, Sean, after that, Phoenix, and then after that, Bristol. So, mid-March, call that March 17th, racing comes back to our general area as we head to Bristol.
I want to make a little bit of a comment regarding Joey Logano. I made mention earlier in the show about a penalty he received. And Joey Logano started at the rear and had to do a pass-through pit road at the beginning of the race due to a glove violation that was announced on Sunday.
A glove violation. Come on, NASCAR.
Logano qualified second for the race, and then he was cited this violation rule 14.3.11 in the NASCAR rule book. And NASCAR stated that Logano's gloves did not meet the SFI safety guidelines. Any additional penalties could come this week. And how NASCAR found him to be in violation was by the in-car camera that was used in the car. Now, from what I understand, the size of this glove is pretty large. And the reason that he was using it is to try to have an added advantage to hold the glove up to the window there with a window net. Connects to the bottom of the door frame or where the window would be, and it would keep as much air flowing into the cockpit, which eliminating the air coming into the car would help reduce drag and downforce on the car. And it could potentially be a advantage on speed. So he had this big glove to help to try to cover the window there and to it would just prevent more air or wind to come into the car.
So he would just have to drive one-handed, I guess, on the straightaways and do
well,
it?
Well, they were doing that in Atlanta. If you'll notice, in Daytona. If you notice during qualifying, drivers were doing that same thing, but they were doing it with the gloves that they always wore. And that the gloves or safety equipment was approved by NASCAR. Apparently, this is a new style or size glove that was bigger in size, and I think it was kind of a web-type material that was designed to deflect more of the air from coming into the car. Well, it wasn't approved by NASCAR for the Joey Logano team to be using it.
That's so funny.
I mean, these teams are always thinking, okay,
yeah,
do we keep less wind or air coming within the car? Because therefore, the more we do that, we can increase speed because we reduce more drag and downforce in the car because we eliminate that part.
Yeah, I'm not even mad at that. That's just good old fashioned ingenuity. Like some dude was like, you know what? If we just make our glove a little bigger, kind of give it some webbing to where the air doesn't come through. You can just throw your hand out there. Now, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Only a certain number of tracks will that work at because only a certain number of tracks can you really drive one-handed. Now, Daytona, you can because it's super flat and super straight. But I don't see that as much as that big of a problem. I can't imagine this is going to be a very big fine or very big penalty. because
or there may not be anything to happen at all.
Yeah, it may just be like, hey, we told y'all from now on, nobody gets to use the gloves, right? But that just shows you the mindset. What itty bitty tiny thing have they not said anything about that we can use to help gain an advantage?
Well, teams are always searching for something. They're always trying to be creative and think outside the box.
I mean, you think about it, like what if they're going to come up with some material for a fire suit that's flame retardant, that weighs 30% less, and they're going to go, because fire suits are heavy. I mean, you've put one on, I put one on.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason these drivers sweat to no end. Well, if they can make a 10-pound fire suit 5 pounds, well, man, they just saved some weight on the car, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm not even mad at the ingenuity. Good job, Logano's crew. I hope they don't find you too bad.
I mean, you can't blame them for what they did, but it's a message throughout the NASCAR garage area. Before you go trying anything new, you better ask for permission first, because if you don't, if we catch you, there's going to be a price to pay. Had there not been the in-car camera, chances are NASCAR would have never known.
That is pretty funny. Just the old the old glove switcheroo by Joey Logano.
Yeah.
I think you get points for ingenuity. I'm not mad.
And creativity.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the driver's standings after the race at Atlanta. We got Kyle Busch leading. He is, one point ahead of second place William Byron. Third is Austin Cindric. Fourth, Bubba Wallace. And fifth, Ryan Blaney.
All right, more of the drivers' standings. Like you said, it's early on, but Chase Elliott is sixth spot. Daniel Suarez, seventh after his win. Ross Chastain, eighth. Alex Bowman, ninth. Truex Jr., 10th, followed by Kyle Larson, Corey LaJoy, John Hunter Nemechek, Sean, two races into the season, is 13th. Ty Gibbs, Chris Buescher, and Christopher Bell rounds out the top 16. If the playoffs were to start today, it's too soon to start that, but we can highlight bad start to the season for Denny Hamlin sitting in 19th. Bad start for Chase Briscoe hanging out in 22nd. Tyler Reddick in 25th. And a very bad start for Joey Logano in 33rd. Austin Dillon in 35th. And Brad Keselowski in 36th. So
yeah,
way too early to get worried, but not exactly the way you want to start your year off.
Yeah, take a look at this. Denny Hamlin's 33 points behind the leader. Michael McDowell is 37 points behind the leader. Tyler Reddick, 46 points behind the leader. Joey Logano is 59 points behind the leader.
That's essentially two races, just about. Like, you're two races behind, and we haven't even started this thing. That being said, it's such a long season, but this is not how they drew it up when they had their off-season planning session.
And then my point I made to you last show regarding Jimmy Johnson and how he should not even be on the racetrack, he is now 68 points behind the leader. Of course, he wasn't racing yesterday, and he's not running for the NASCAR Cup Series points. But, yeah, there's some big names. It's got a lot of points to make up. Of course, it only takes winning a race or two to where points are not that important, as long as you've got those race wins to make it into the playoffs. Of course, we got 24 more races to go.
Plenty of races to go.
It's a long ways to go.
But it's never too early to start worrying. But no, I'm not too worried about any of those guys. I think everyone will bounce back. And I don't know. I just got a renewed sense of excitement about the season, John. I really did watch. I'm like, we just made Atlanta Motor Speedway that entertaining. What's it going to be like for the rest of the year? So super excited
based on what we've seen so far. And again, this is an early evaluation. Bubba Wallace is in fourth spot. What do you think we're going to see of Bubba this year?
Yeah, I mean, if anything,
you think this could be his biggest standout year so far in his career?
It speaks to the fact that the team's obviously performing well. He's got the equipment. I think we all kind of assumed he would, but I don't know. Two races in, I was impressed by his run at Atlanta. You know, I think, and if this is the way that the racing's now going to go, we know certain guys thrive more in this style of racing. Maybe he's one of those guys. But I was thinking as I'm watching this, I'm like, okay, this is Atlanta. Now we're going to go to Las Vegas, another mile and a half. You know, we know we go to Texas, Kansas. I mean, is this essentially going to turn California into another just about super speedway? I mean, it's not going to be restrictor plate, but, you know, that we're going to see pushing. We're going to see four wide. You know, I've given up on Pocono ever being super cool, but maybe this stuff helps. I don't know. Like I said, I kind of had a renewed form of enthusiasm about it. I think it is going to change the way a lot of the racing's done, and maybe Bubba's one of those guys that it does benefit.
Let's talk about Richard Childress Racing for a moment. Richard Childress Racing has won the first two races of the year in the Xfinity Series. Kyle Busch is also starting off to have a good season. However, you look at his teammate Austin Dillon, he is 61 points behind the leader in 35th spot. Now, all the drivers have got the opportunity. All of them have the opportunity to try to regain and have things much better since we've only been in the two races. But a driver like Austin Dillon, he's even got a steeper hill to climb because he's not a top driver to start with. I mean, would you not agree?
Well, I would agree, but he's not in the best equipment.
Well, look at what Kyle Busch is able to do.
But he's in that number three. That's a good point.
They're in the same equipment.
You start listening to Kyle.
And in some regards, you look and go, okay, that should be a benefit for him that Kyle Busch is a teammate. But on the other hand, having Kyle Busch as a teammate can really make you look bad.
That's very true.
So that's one downside to being the teammate of a star driver is because the bar has been set that you've got to perform, and if you can't, then people are going to be looking at you going, okay, now wait a minute, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, it does kind of get rid of all the excuses.
And it's the only reason you're in a car is because it's your grandfather, which has always been, that made against him. But when you can at least hold your own, then, you can pretty much shut the naysayers down.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's have this same review five races from now, not two races into the season. Who knows? Maybe Austin Dillon's going to have a heck of a year.
All right. It's time for us to take a break. Also, too, before we do, for anyone out there listening, if there is any time you don't have the opportunity to listen to us here Mondays at 6 on Rock 105, or you would like to hear the program again, you can go to our website and listen to past shows there. It's racingtalkradio.com. Or you can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. So you can go to Spotify. You can go to Odyssey. You can go to Apple Podcast, iHeart, any of the top podcast platforms you can find us at. Again, just search Racing Talk Radio Download. And you can listen to us in our podcast version. Those shows are always available by Tuesday morning on podcast or at our website. All right, we've got more NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Ugh, I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
I'm not afraid of the war you've come to wage against my sins. I'm not okay, but I can try my best to just pretend.
Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr here each and every Monday at 6 o'clock and always presented by our good buddies down at Optimize You. You know, Sean, normal is not optimal. Is that right?
That is correct.
So go and see them, and they've got tons of different cool stuff, whether you're trying to lose some LBs or get your hormones regulated, or you just want to be you know, a beefcake that wears Crocs like Sean. They've got a little bit of something
for
everybody.
Or if you're a man that's in their 40s or 50s and you want to have a little increase in the libido.
Whoa.
They can do it at Optimize You. Get the testosterone level up. You know, feel like you're in your 20s again.
Man, the energy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If I just bug my wife more, that'd be great.
Build a little muscle. Hey. Have a little more energy.
Yeah, okay. And, maybe I need to go see John.
And if you're at the Orr House, a little more rejection.
No, there you go. But you know what? You have the energy to overcome it. So perhaps, you know what? Maybe it's time for some trade. Maybe Josh will see me.
If I got you interested in getting optimized?
You know what? It's not even for you know, those times, because, you know, let's face it, everything's good there. But
yeah, right.
I will say,
you're an old man.
I will say a little more energy would be cool. So,
but a little more energy.
Yeah, a little more.
You know, energy. You can do that also with exercise.
Oh yeah.
You remember
I'm very familiar.
You used to remember how you used to run?
Oh yeah, all the time.
And now the only way we'd see you running if somebody was chasing you.
Yeah, pretty much. But I don't know. Maybe I'll get back in it. Who knows?
See, you need to start the new Casey Orr, so getting ready for spring.
What I've been doing for Lent, thank you very much, Sean, is instead of
Lent, we don't do that in the Baptists.
Well, yeah, because, you know, us Catholics want to go to heaven. So
is that where you get the mark on your forehead?
That's Ash Wednesday, goofball. Okay. Lent is 40 days of Lent. And, you know, you can give something. A lot of people use it as a way to give something up or sacrifice. But you can also do something good for you that brings you, you know, closer to God, or not to get to what all it means. But so last year I did it. And last year I'm doing the same thing. I'm making myself exercise a certain amount of time every day. And it's just kind of a way to get myself back in it. So it'll be, whether it be weights or whether it be like a yoga routine or like a big extra long walk with the dog. So I have been doing that.
So you've been doing that for how long?
Well, since Lent started. So
when did that start?
2 weeks or whatever it was.
And you've been doing it every day? Yeah. Wow. For how long? How long is each day? 5 minutes?
I know. I've set it for 20 minutes. Now, a lot of times it carries on to go longer just because you get into it, but I'm making myself do at least 20 minutes because it's really the start is what is the hard part once you get going. But
I thought there was something that looked different about you today.
That's my way. I'm trying to just kind of slowly work myself in.
The new and improved Casey Orr.
Listen, I don't feel very new, but yes, always, always trying to improve.
All right, let's get into a little bit of news in the world of NASCAR. It's seems like it's more likely that NASCAR Cup racing will not feature races in races both in Canada or it's more, yeah, it's more likely than not that NASCAR Cup Series will feature races both in Canada and Mexico next season.
Man, just make this thing a North American
while thing. Also remaining in the coveted Southern California market in some capacity. It's expected that NASCAR will pursue taking the Clash in 2025 to Mexico. What do you think of that?
I'm all for it. If it leads to good racing and continues to grow the brand and continues to grow the sport, listen, NASCAR's not the only one reaching out overseas. I mean, the NBA, the best player in the NBA is an international player now. So, they continue to get their footprint bigger and bigger. And you know, there's been rumors for years that the NBA is going to, or that the NFL is going to add a team in London or a team in Germany because it's huge over there. So I think continuing to grow the base, continuing to grow the fandoms, only a good thing for NASCAR.
2025 is going to be a year of a lot of new things and a lot of changes in the sport. We just talked about this, possibly going to Mexico and then to Canada. Also, we're in the new TV contract in 2025, which puts us on the CW, puts us on Amazon Prime, puts us on TNT, and then, of course, continues on with Fox and NBC. NASCAR is in contract negotiations with Comcast Xfinity to renew the contract agreement with them of continuing to be the series sponsor
of the series
of the Xfinity NASCAR Xfinity series. I didn't realize it'd been this long, but I think this is the 11th year that they've been the series sponsor, or the 10th year. They've been at it for quite a while. Maybe it's not that long. Maybe I've got that wrong.
No, I mean, that
because it used to be nationwide.
That's not, well, it was the nationwide series. It was the Bush. Okay, it was the Bush series. It became something, I thought, between Bush and nationwide.
No, it was just and Bush became, and nationwide.
Listen, and I'm all for NASCAR getting all the money, but I got to imagine that the bang for the buck on in that race series just isn't what it used to be. I feel like, you know, and listen, we're not the best at covering it either, right? I mean, the only time we talk about something that happens in the Xfinity series is something bad happens or something weird happens. I don't know how or why, but it just seems like that particular series has been suffering.
I disagree with you a little bit, and here's why. The sport, from my view, seems to be pretty healthy in the Xfinity series. We're still seeing a lot of teams. We're still seeing the growth and expansion of the teams that are there. Plus, CW stepped up to the table, which is a major network. It's one of five major networks in this country. And they're the exclusive home for 7 years of the NASCAR Xfinity series.
What's one of the five major networks?
The CW. CW network. You got CW, you got Fox, you got CBS, ABC, and NBC.
The CW is where shows go to die.
CW is growing their sports.
Like, you ought to see the ratings for LIV Golf on CW. Nobody watches.
Well, that's because nobody really cares about golf.
I don't know.
That they would die if they were on ESPN.
I'm glad that there's content, and I'm glad that the series is there. I'm just saying, Sean, who's the best driver in the Xfinity series? Exactly. Who's the best driver in the truck series when Kyle Busch isn't driving?
Kyle Busch.
So, you know, it seemed like for years NASCAR was trying to help out those series.
It's too early for me to answer the question of who's the best in the Xfinity series.
Really trying to brand the stars, but I don't know. It seems like that's not working.
I mean, CW has great programming. They have Jerry Springer every day. They have the Maury Show. I mean, what else can you expect on CW Chattanooga?
The test says that's a lie.
Yeah. So they're growing their sports programming. They've got the new NFL show that comes out during the week.
All right.
During the season. So,
well, then I'll let you.
They'll continue to show you how good they are.
You will now you will now hold the banner for Xfinity Series in this show.
And I will take it proudly. All right. Headed to Vegas. What does it look
Kyle
like?
Kyle Busch.
What's your gamble?
Kyle Busch will do exactly as Samantha has requested and get those extra inches to get a trophy.
Well, I would say that I'm pulling for Kevin Harvick, but he's not in the Cup Series any longer. You know, I'm going to go with Joey Logano. I think he's going to redeem himself, and that Penske car has won a couple of times.
It is the
in the Penske 400.
It is the Penske 400 spirit.
So you heard it here, Joey Logano
unite. So, but I tell you what, my prediction is no matter what, we'll be back Monday to talk about it.
That's right, and we want to thank all of you out there for joining us today and making us a part of your Monday. We'll be back here next Monday, 6 p.m., right here on Rock 105, as we are presented to you by Optimize You. Don't forget, miss any show, go to our website, racingtalkradio.com, or go to your favorite podcast platform and just search Racing Talk Radio Download. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
From the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WRXR Rossville, Chattanooga. Rock 105. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
An Odyssey station.